Well, I think it's raining methane there. We see methane clouds, and you know, really the right, and by methane I mean, you know, the simplest organic compound, CH4, for you chemists, it's natural gas.
But what creates the methane? That's what's so startling.
Well, that's a good question. What's creating the methane? But it is the right temperature range at the surface of Titan for methane to be just on the border between liquid and vapor. Just like on Earth, water is in that temperature range to be on the border between liquid and vapor. And so we have this whole water cycle on Earth where liquid evaporates, forms clouds, rains down, forms bodies of water, evaporates. You know, so it cycles through the atmosphere and the surface. It seems like the same thing is going on Titan, only it's methane behaving like water behaves here. So you have this whole apparently hydrological cycle going on Titan. And when I see these images, these rivers, these don't look like ancient rivers like you see on Mars.
No, they look like they're still active.
No, I think it was raining today on Titan, and when we land,
I think you're right.
Or very recently. And I think this is showing us that Titan is an active world. And to me, this is startling. I mean, even just the fact that the probe worked and that here we are looking at these new images from this new world, that's startling. But then if you start thinking about what we're seeing, this is the only place other than Earth that we know of where this kind of active rainfall and erosion and something analogous to a hydrological cycle is going on. So this tells me that Titan is a vibrant, active, and you got to be careful with this word, but in some sense, a living world.
Well, absolutely, David. What this tells me, and I'm not going to let you get away tonight without asking you that $64,000 question, but it tells me that this universe is teeming with the possibilities of planets, moons that are very similar to Earth.
Yeah, well, I would have to ag agree with that. You know, that this, as alien a place as Titan is, in terms of the chemistry of its atmosphere, the basic temperature range that we are operating at, we are looking at some startlingly familiar landforms here. You know, these are rivers flowing into some kind of a sea, and that just tells us that nature loves to repeat the same kinds of complex forms in many different kinds of environments
Exactly.
using the materials at hand. And then you have to take it one step further and say, well, is life one of those phenomena that nature loves to repeat in different environments using the materials at hand?
It's like a painter who has 20 different kinds of paints, and though he may give you different pictures, he's using the same materials to give you those pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I tend to think that this what we've seen so far, while it does not answer the question of life on Titan, in my mind it raises by several notches the credibility of that possibility. It makes it seem more real. If you've got a planet that's this active, where there's this much flow and interaction between solid and liquid materials and this much apparent chemical reactivity, to me, those are the kinds of places that I call living worlds, the kinds of worlds that are going to become alive because they have the flows of energy and matter that produces those opportunities for life to evolve.
If Titan would have been, let's say, in the orbit where Mars is now and possesses the composition that we think it has, it's very possible it could have generated some kind of life there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thought. What if you took Titan with all of its juicy organic chemicals? Because it's the organic chemistry of Titan, the fact that that orange haze surrounding the planet, that smog, we know is loaded with organic chemicals, which, as far as we know, is really the stuff of life. The fact that that exists on Titan, but in some sort of cold, frozen storage, what if you could warm that planet up? What if you could take it, as you say, and move it to Mars's orbit so it got that much more solar energy? Yeah, I mean, that would be an incubator for life, I would think. Interestingly, though, if you look at Titan's early history, we believe that it was once, it probably did start out a lot hotter, just from the heat of formation, and so may have been more of a Mars-like or Earth-like place early in its youth, a place where life could have evolved. And if that's true, then you have to wonder, okay, as the planet slowly got colder and colder in its position way out there, it's by Saturn's orbit, did that life find some way to adapt and keep going, because one thing we know about life is how incredibly adaptable it is to environmental changes. And so personally, I do not rule out the possibility that there are living creatures on Titan today of just some kind of chemical metabolic chemistry that we have just not been clever enough to predict
yet. Out. Maybe some kind of aquatic life?
Well, exactly. But remember, if we're seeing liquids on the surface, they're not liquid water. It's too cold. We're seeing liquid methane, ethane, some kind of hydrocarbons, which, liquefied natural gas is liquid at Titan surface temperature. But certainly underneath that icy surface, there may be places where it is a little bit warmer, and there may be pockets and hot springs and underground caves where you do have liquid water. And that interface between the liquid water and those hydrocarbon areas would be very fertile for something to evolve, because then you'd really have all those ingredients of life that we believe are necessary. You've got your water, you've got your organics, and you've got your energy sources. So what's missing? Why shouldn't you have something living there?